views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I'm glad you're here. And whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show, you know, I believe that time and distance are no barrier to energy. So that means whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, maybe makes you think of something you haven't thought of before and helps you move forward. So are you overwhelmed? I'm overwhelmed and a little bit cranky. Are you feeling out of touch with your true potential, not connecting maybe with your talents and your gifts? And are you ready to remove some blocks and transform your life? My guest today is energy healer and teacher Sophie Lost. She helps women awaken and embrace the healer that's within them, helps them reveal their unique gifts, and then thrive in a balanced life. I will introduce you to Sophie in just a minute, but first, would you please zip over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything you find there? I've got a free audio up there that'll help you jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. You can find out what's coming up on the radio show, and there's a lot more. And you know, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, and you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is a great place to start. You can get more information about doing that too. And now, Sophie Lost has been an intuitive energy healer and teacher in the women's consciousness movement for 14 years in the UK and in the US. Sophie offers gentle yet strong support to women who are ready to heal the wounds of abuse and trauma. Many of her clients, while embracing their shadow and stepping into their vulnerability and their power, also discover their healing gifts. Sophie offers powerful individual sessions, Reiki classes, and a very cool experiential program called Awaken the Healer Within, where she mentors her students into balancing their healing gift with the demands of everyday life. Sophie's also a mom of three, so she knows a little bit about balancing with the demands of everyday life. You can find out more about Sophie and her very good work at attunementsforthesoul.com. Sophie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. Are you? Now, I'm feeling out of sorts and a little bit cranky, like the energy's off, like my whole day has been kind of cranky and disjointed. Are you feeling that way? Is there something, is it, could be just me, I guess.
No, I've been feeling it, and everybody I am in communication with has been feeling it for at least 2 weeks, really. The last couple of days have been particularly difficult, but the past 2 weeks have been challenging. For some of us, it's been a whole month of feeling as if, to me, it feels as if there's a strong wind behind me, pushing me to go faster than I want to. So I don't feel as if I'm being required to do anything unusual or out of my everyday life. It's just that I have to go through the motions faster, and things around me change faster, and therefore I'm having to react and change faster also. And sometimes I'm wondering how much more I can do and recognize myself as being me.
Yes. Well, and there, at least for me too, I'm finding that my son came into the room while I was working. Was that just last night? See, time's speeding up too, isn't it? And he asked me something, and I was really snotty. I was not very nice. And he went away, and I had to come after him and go, wow, I'm really sorry. I wasn't very nice to you, was I? I'm finding that I'm really being, not only is everything going faster, but I'm being called to make better choices in the moment. And if I don't make better choices, then I need to kind of apologize and make up for it and move on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I completely agree. And it's true. I think we are being asked to make better choices in the moment. And you have to when things are moving faster, because every action, you know, when a car moves faster, if you make a little mistake with your driving, it has bigger consequences than if you're driving slow.
Mm.
And I think it's the same with life. If we're moving fast and meeting more people and having to make more decisions, then each decision is more important because it's going to have a greater impact on the next.
Yes. And because I think a lot of people are waking up to how deeply we are all connected, then taking responsibility for your actions, I mean, you're also understanding how your little actions affect then the collective. Everything affects everything else.
I agree. And the opposite is also true, that as we realize that we're connected to others, what happens in the world affects us more. We can't be as parochial as we used to be.
Mm.
You know, we're affected by what's happening. I think as we exercise our compassion, to me, compassion is like a muscle. And the more we exercise it, the stronger it gets. And so the more we learn to have compassion for the people around us and then the people who are a little further away from us, you know, in our village or in our town, and then the people who are different from us, and then the people even we might disagree with, as we learn to be compassionate with people who are not just our family and close friends, it's easier to have compassion for people further away. And that's why more of us feel affected by what's happening further away.
Mm.
I know I live on the East Coast, and people have been really getting into what's happening in California with politics. And I hear that people in other places of the country are feeling affected empathically by what's happening with the storms we've been having on the East Coast.
Yes.
So it's easier, I think, to feel the suffering of others when we open our heart and when we realize that we are connected. So that can also, and that's a learning curve. I think it's a learning curve to know how to feel empathically and gather information without allowing things that are out of our control to put us out of balance in our everyday life.
Because it can be overwhelming. I mean, to really plug in, especially if you're someone who's just maybe discovering your empathy, discovering you, working with compassion on this level, it can just knock you flat.
I agree. And I also think that elections, we just had this big election yesterday in this country, I think elections can really trigger people in their first and second chakra, sometimes third, but hopefully first and second. You know, because the first chakra is about tribe and belonging, and the second chakra is about relationships. So whoever we're rooting for, basically until the results come out, we have days of hoping we're going to be picked on the right team, you know, hoping that we're going to belong with the winners, hoping that what we want is going to happen. But there's a sense also of knowing that we, apart from voting and maybe doing what we want to do, you know, locally, there's very little we can do. It's overwhelming. It's such a big country. And basically, once you've cast your vote, you're at the mercy of what's going to happen next. And I think that triggers a lot of really early childhood memories for people of feeling helpless and not knowing what's going to happen next and not knowing who you belong to and not knowing what your fate is going to be, basically, particularly for people who really get into politics. And then once we know, we realize actually whether we won or whether we lost, that life goes on. But I think there's a lot of unsettled energy you know, it's very emotionally charged and it's very politically charged, but I think it's also energetically charged because of what it triggers in people psychologically.
It's very visceral too, because that that way of, and you and I are both on Facebook, and of course there was a lot of sort of politically charged debate on Facebook, and I felt surprised at the energetic power that I felt coming out in some of the things that people posted. It was kind of sometimes like being slapped in the face, and this is from both sides. It can be
exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. That's what I mean. It triggers. You know, you're listening to people in their 30s and 40s and 50s behaving like kindergartners. That's what I mean when I say that some of the arguments make sense, but some of them are very much, they're very close to name-calling and feeling, it's about, I think, about people feeling very deeply unsafe for a little while and wondering if they're going to belong and wondering... Yeah, for me, it's about, I think it awakens in a lot of people those awful memories of not being picked for the team. Mm. And then once the teams are picked, you just play. And things just happen. But up to then, it's a very unsettled feeling. I think that's why not everybody behaved in a very civilized manner. But it's good. I think it's good. You know, it's a good way to look at what's happening inside of us, and it's a good way to exercise polarity. We learn on the earth plane by being pulled to one pole and the other, or finding out our own place in between two poles on any given topic. And I think elections are polarity in action. It's duality. It's watching what happens when there's a strong dual choice and everything that it brings up for people. That's how I look at it.
It makes,
I mean, I have an opinion, you know, I have an opinion and I do what I do in my everyday human life, but as a healer and as a spiritual person, that's how I make sense of it. So that the chaos of it doesn't affect me.
Oh, this is, I'm already having a wonderful time and we just got started. We're about to go into a break and you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sophie Lost. She's an energy healer. She's a teacher. And we're going to be talking about how you can awaken and embrace your healer within. We'll be right back after this.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm not too proud to beg either. Please don't leave me. Please don't go. We've still got 45 minutes left with energy healer and teacher Sophie Lost. We're talking about how we can open up to, awaken to, embrace the healer that she believes, I think she believes, I'll ask her a minute, I think she believes is in all of us. You can find out more about Sophie and her work at attunementsforthesoul.com. Sophie, is there a healer in all of us, every single person?
I think there is. Mm-hmm. I think all of us know what to do if somebody faints in front of us or is bleeding or if somebody needs a hug. It's mm-hmm. innate. It's part of being human to have compassion and to have some degree of empathy and to want to help. That's why if one baby cries, all the other babies in the nursery cry. It's because mm-hmm. they want to get our attention. You know, they're to help. They want to bring help. They feel what the other baby is feeling. And that's where we start. How much we cultivate that and how much we turn it off is cultural and depends on upbringing and habits and abuse and absence of abuse or, you know, the environment. But I think we all have it to a degree. And then it's a choice of how, for most of us, it's a choice of how much we want to use it. For a handful of us, it's not a choice because apparently that's what our soul signed for before we incarnated, and when we try to ignore our healing gifts, we are sternly reminded to go back to the task at hand and to learn some more and to do some more. So I think some of us promise to be healers and promise to do more for other people, and then we don't have a choice. Our life doesn't work very well when we don't act like healers. We don't even have to be healers or do healing for money. It doesn't have to be a job. It's about being aware that we are healers and behaving like a healer, you know, behaving with compassion, empathy, honesty, being trustworthy, and being there for people in some way or another. I personally believe that many doctors, many nurses, many EMTs are natural healers, and they chose a job, and many teachers, they chose a job that's going to allow them to help people. Even if they follow procedures and use drugs, it's neither here nor there. Many doctors just know what's wrong with their patients. And sometimes it's experience, and a lot of it is experience. I believe a lot of it is also intuition and empathy and being a healer, just reading the person in front of you.
I don't know if I've ever thought about it this way before, but the way that you're just now describing that healing gift makes me feel like it's a response. That it's how we choose to respond to whatever it is that's in front of us. And for a lot of it, for many people, it is a choice. How are we going to respond? You can respond with compassion, with empathy, with love, or you can respond with withdrawing attention or ignoring or separation.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever thought of healing as an answer before, but it is true that it is. When we come in, I also believe that we make agreements about what we're going to work on while we're here, and I think a lot of us, especially a lot of us who are in bodies now, are here to try to make things easier for other people, to try to raise the vibration, to try to bring other people along, and healing is a big part of that.
I really believe that's the reason. I really agree with you that there is a concentration of souls who are incarnated at the moment and who want to help and who have the ability to help. I've thought about it a lot and prayed and asked about it a lot, meditated on it a lot. And the answer I was given is that it was a response. I think I've read it in a few places also. But it's also the personal answer I was given, that this concentration of helpful souls came as a result of the prayers after the First World War and the Second World War and all those huge wars. That it's not just the First and Second World War. There were many wars that involved several countries over the 20th century, and people prayed in desperation, just said, you know, pray to the divine, said, help us. Something has to change. We can't handle this. We don't know what to do. This is completely overwhelming. It's beyond what we can do. There's been another wave recently of people realizing that the earth is changing faster than we think is safe or natural. I don't have an opinion on that, but there's a concern, and we're watching the oceans rise. That's a proven fact, and we're watching species disappear and plants disappear and trees disappear. Those are also proven facts, and we're concerned. So I think that's the latest wave of outcry, of just turning upwards and saying, help. We don't know what we've done, we don't know how to fix it, and we need help with this. And I think as a result of this heartfelt asking for help, souls responded, I believe, from all over the universe. You know, I have clients who have memories, I mean, true, vivid recollections, not just a little dream or something they drew one day and think they remember. Congruent memories, repetitive patterns, things that come back to them through various routes, memories of having lived on other planets. They have knowledge about things that they would never have normally. And they remember what happened there, and they're trying to convey this information here, or they're trying to be vibration holders for a specific vibration that they think will help either humanity or the animals or the planet. So I think we're here as a result of being asked to be here, to try and do things differently, to try and get it right. It's never been done before. There's never been a place like Earth. There's never been a situation like the one we're in. And that, I think that's why so many souls are invested in being here and interested in doing their best to see what we can make happen. This is a universe in expansion. What can we create next? Can we expand, you know, in a way that supports life? I think that's the idea. That's how I understand the place that we're at right now.
And part of the good work that I think you do, and I should say for people listening, Sophie's one of the very few people who I trust to work with me, right? Who I trust to go poking around in my energy. And when I work with you, Sophie, I really have a sense of feeling like you are helping plug me back in a sense. We get so disconnected from the divine, from love, from our power, we can get so turned away, kind of, we turn ourselves away, I think, that working with someone like you, working with a healer, can help plug you back into that sort of that divine current, so that you can connect more fully with what you're here to do. Does that sound right?
I agree, yes, that's what I do. I teach people how to ground themselves so that they're aware that they're in a human body and on Earth, and at the very same time to connect to the divine so that they remember Source and the love that created them, and they can be inspired by that Source energy and realize that their body is a place where the Earth energy and the divine energy can create together. That's what we're here for, to channel both those energies and to create here. Yeah, that's what we do. I have a lot of tenderness, you know. There's for people who get disconnected or who forget Source. I think none of it is malicious. I think we do it because we're like children at play. We're here and it's fascinating and the food is good and the sex is great and we can earn money and we can travel in planes and, you know, we like the ocean and we like skiing and we experiment with being poor and what happens when we struggle and we experiment with being rich and what happens when we have power. And we forget that where we come from. But I don't believe particularly in the devil. I know they are forces that hurt. I work with them enough to know. I mean, against, you know, I protect people from them enough to know. But I don't think that we forget because we're dumb or stupid or worthless. I don't think there's any reason to have any shame around it. I think we come here to experience and we come here to play, and we do. We play wholeheartedly and we forget. We're like a kid, in summer, forgetting dinner and your home address and everybody, everything else except the game. So we get involved in the game, and sometimes the game gets out of hand. That's when people need a healer or need to learn techniques to get back to center. Either that or they are healers and they haven't wanted to face that, and then they need a little support to realize who they really are and what they promised they would do here so that they can thrive.
Right. I like the way you say that it's more about, it's more like you wandered away or got distracted than it is about maliciously turning away. Now we're getting ready to go to a break here. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sophie Lost. Her website is attunementsforthesoul.com. We're talking about how people can awaken to, embrace the healer within. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about what some signs might be that you might be a healer. So I'll see you after the break. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Sophie Loesch. She is an energy healer and a spiritual teacher. She's a mentor to people who are discovering their healing gifts and want to know how to balance that so that they can live the fullest possible life. You can find out more about Sophie and her work at attunementsforthesoul.com. And Sophie, we were talking before the break about healing as a response, about tuning back into our soul purpose, getting back in connection with what we're here to do. How did you come to honor your own healing gifts? What's your story, young lady?
Well, I learned the hard way. I was raised in a very scientific, logical family, and I was expected to do something very logical with my life. But I was sick all the time. I'd been sick since I was about 7 or 8 years old. At first, it was just repeated, breathing things, sickness, childhood illnesses in the winter. But I never really grew out of it, and then it was other things. By the time I was 22, I had gout, I had depression, I was, deficient in magnesium to the point that some days I would faint. I could go on and on. It's all on my website if you know how bad it was, if you want to know how bad it was. I mean, basically, I had trouble going through. I couldn't go through a month. I couldn't go through 4 weeks of health. I was sick with one thing or another all the time. And I went the conventional route. I was very lucky to find doctors who helped me more than they drugged me. And in my mid-20s, I suddenly thought, I remembered an acupuncturist I had in my teens and thought, oh, maybe an acupuncturist would help me with the sciatica that was also plaguing me. I went to see her, and I knew right away that she was the person who was going to help me. She looked like a Buddha. I walked in and I thought, oh, she's like a living Buddha. And she did. She put me back on my feet, and she explained to me that each organ was linked to an emotion, and that if I saw to the emotions at the same time as my diet and my sleep and seeing her, then things would improve much faster. And she was right. It worked. Everything she said turned out to be true, so I trusted her. And I really learned to unravel my story. The image I have of myself at that time, it's as if my body and my story and my life were like a big bowl of rubber bands, and so I was taking them off one at a time and sorting them out by color and size and usage and trying to make sense of things. And she got me back on my feet, and she got rid of the gout, and she got rid of the depression for a long time. And after a year of treatment with her, I was getting pregnant really easily, whereas the year before that, the doctors had asked me to sign a consent form so that they could open me up and I would have to agree to whatever they would do depending on what they would find inside. Oh, of course, God. I didn't sign. I went away and took lots of vitamin C and started exercising, that kind of thing. But a year later, I was pregnant. So she must have done something right. And then the teacher became, my child became my teacher, really. When I got pregnant, I thought, oh, no, I'm not a good enough Buddhist and I'm not a good enough spiritual person. And I'm only just learning about angels. How am I going to become who I'm meant to be if I have children? But it's okay because the child was the teacher. And she broke me down. And the second one broke me down and the third one broke me into the ground. So they taught me what I needed to learn. They taught me resilience and compassion, patience. They taught me that I didn't matter. They taught me to put my ego to the side. They taught me to surrender. They taught me that I needed help and to ask for, you know, support. And they taught me cooperation. They taught me awe. I would watch them and think, wow, I just completely forget about myself because I was watching them grow. So I think they taught me just about everything I needed to learn or to let go of in order to be a truly deeply spiritual person. Mm. They pushed me to the edge, and then I learned to fly.
Huh. And you are flying. You're working with people now from everywhere, person to person, like face to face, and also remotely to help people bring out their own healing gifts.
Yes, I do. I work one-on-one with men and women, and then I have a class that is, at the moment, it's only for women, mostly because I have more women clients than male clients. So, mm-hmm. I offer the class to the people who want to talk to me most. And many women who are being called to remember that they're healers, that they have above-average healing abilities, were put on that path through trauma. It's not so true of the younger women, you know, who are under 25 years old, but anybody 30 and over often has had some kind of abuse or trauma to remember, or deep illness to remember that they're a healer. And I find that in a group that's women only, women let their guard down and they're more able to share and be vulnerable. So that's why the class is for women only. But one-on-one, I'm very happy to work with men, and I support a number of men in their becoming healers also.
What are some of the signs that people might experience when it is time for them to reconnect, when it's time for them to start to explore whether or not they may be a healer?
When life stops working for no good reason. Mm. And that can cover lots of things, you know. When we're doing our best and we have the master's and we're on our way to a PhD and we can't find a job to save our life. When we've worked really hard at loving ourselves and we've relaxed really gently into loving ourselves and we've surrendered into loving ourselves and we've done everything and still we're single and we can't find a partner. You know, when the thing that we want most eludes us, often it's because we're not on the right track. And if that comes with this sense, and it could be because I'm an artist and I'm not doing art, or it could be because I'm meant to have kids and I'm not having kids, or, you know, it could be about something else. But I think when life stops working, it means we're not doing what we're meant to do. And if what we're meant to do is to be a healer, then it shows, because often we're sick. The body breaks down, very often with autoimmune disease or depression. We turn the energy that we're supposed to channel from source and to give to others has nowhere to go. So it short circuits us or it turns on itself. It's how I understand it. And that can show through diabetes. It can show through high blood pressure. Anything that has to do with inflammation or autoimmune disease, in my opinion, is often mm-hmm. linked with not accepting healing gifts.
And so for the people listening who are nodding their heads, yes, that's me. Yes, life has stopped working for no good reason. Yes, I've done everything I think I'm supposed to do and it's still not coming together. What's the next step?
And I was going to say, I got carried away and forgot to say, with that, also there is a sense that I know things that other people don't, or that I'm weird in a way that nobody can understand, or that... oh, yeah, I remember when I was younger, I used to see ghosts, or I used to hear voices, or I used to see angels, or I can predict the future, but I ignore that because it's freaky. You know, there's usually a layer of some otherness that we have very, very carefully ignored up to that point. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing I want to say. So the first thing, really, is to accept that, is to accept the otherness, is to accept that... that what feels like a curse and feels scary could be the way and could be loving. You know, just to have an open mind and to, because it's a part of you. It's not coming from out there. The ghosts aren't attacking you. The angels aren't after you to make you do things. Just open your mind and have a dialogue. You know, ask them what they want. Ask them what their message is for you. Of tune into yourself and see honestly, you know, are those predictions? Can I tell what the future looks like? Am I accurate about what I know about those people? Instead of blocking it out and pretending it's not there and being scared of it and looking the other way till your neck hurts, just look at it. You're laughing. You know what I mean.
I'm laughing because we call that the Karen Hager method. It's not there. It's not there. It's not there. I'll ignore it. And then, oh, too bad. Not a great choice.
Well, the thing is, we signed for this. So the universe is going to try and hold us accountable, and or the divine, whichever way you want to think about it. And at first it starts with a little reminder and a tap on the shoulder and a little gout or a little depression or a little high blood pressure. But if we ignore it, things will get worse. Eventually we're going to get hit by a 2x4 or a car or a truck, or, you know, we're going to lose everything, including the house, or, you know. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not saying be a healer or your life will be hell. I'm just saying that when our soul chose to do healing for others and we allow fear and judgment of others to run our lives and to be to have more power than our own choice and our own soul and our own relationship with the divine, then there are higher energies that to try to wake us up and make us remember what it is that we said we would do. That's all. That's all it is. And they will start with a whisper, and they will raise their voice or change their method until we pay attention. That's my experience.
Yes, and I feel that way too. And anybody who knows my own personal story, that was very true for me. That those things aren't punishments.
No.
It's more like a loving parent going, "Will you sit down and listen? What do I need to make you do? What has to happen?"
Yeah, and if we don't sit down, we get grounded, and then the computer goes, and then the MP3 goes.
Alone in your bedroom, your toys are gone. This is all very traumatic. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is the wonderful Sophie Loos. She's an energy healer and a teacher. Find out more about her at attunementsforthesoul.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. We're stepping out tonight, maybe stepping out of the fog a little bit, stepping into our heart, stepping into accepting and embracing the healer within with my guest energy healer and teacher, Sophie Lost. And Sophie, we were talking a little bit during the break about how we get distracted, how we stop paying attention. And you were you said something very profound about bringing things back to the heart. Can you say that again for the people listening?
Well, I think when we get distracted, we can start overthinking things because we lose our intuition, we lose our way. We've gone too far away from center, so we don't know what to do, so we start thinking, and it's easy then to worry. Thinking tends to worry, and then we start overthinking. So in my opinion, the cure for that is to let your thoughts drop from your mind into your heart. I'm quite visual, so I actually have a visual of that in my, you know, in my mind, where I watch thoughts. I stop thinking and overthinking and worrying. I just let it go, and I let them drop very gently into my heart, and I let them settle there and see how they transform. Very often, a thought will transform once you put it into your heart. It changes into something else, or we realize it's an aspect we hadn't seen, or it's not as scary as we thought, or it's worse than we thought, or it's just different. It changes when it's there. There's no rule. I don't know of a pattern, but it does change.
It changes the quality of the response. We were talking about healing as a response, about how compassion, how healing are part of being human. And when we drop into our heart space that way and make a habit of it, it changes the quality of the response we are able to give. Does that make sense?
I agree. And you were saying very rightly that it's, for most people, it's a practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure is.
Carry on.
No. It sure is for me, because I get nervous sometimes when people go, okay, so just like drop your thoughts into your heart. Okay, great, you're done. Now let's move on. And I need practice. I don't get it right every time. I have such a habit built up of coming out of my, you know, out of my head that I have to remember, I have to practice dropping it into my heart, you know?
I think possibly because of my childhood, you know, I had to survive several things. And so I learned to scan around me and to trust my intuition and to listen on several levels to what was happening around me. So I've always used more than my mind. Just my mind would have gotten me into the deeper trouble. So I've always thought with my heart and my guts, and so I don't know if that's the reason or if it's because past lives and practices, you know, many past lives, but to me that's actually the default, to think with my heart. I think with my heart, I think with my gut, I'm in my body, there are things that are straight into my throat, and then I have to remember to use my head to make sure it makes sense for other people.
Yes.
And that's why I teach that, because most people I meet are in their head and I'm trying to teach them my way. But conversely, I also have to learn their way in order to be able to communicate with them. You know, so much happened inside of me. It's like a whole universe inside of me. And then I have to bring some of it into my head to try and order it and verbalize it and communicate it to others.
When you are, when people connect with you, whether it's face-to-face or whether it's on the phone for healing, are you, when you tune into somebody's energy, are you seeing, feeling, hearing? How does it work as you are perceiving?
All of it. The first thing is that I feel, and then I close my eyes. Even if you were in my office with me, people often battle me to come see me in person, which is great. I'm totally happy to do it, but mostly they watch me with my eyes closed. Because that's how I start seeing the energy and the patterns and the waves. I can see the chakras. I can see if there's a crack in a chakra, if it's brittle or if it's oversized, if it's undersized. I can see the shape, the color, and I also hear things. I hear guidance. I can hear, you know, deceased loved ones. I can hear guides, angels. I can sometimes relive scenes. I don't relive them, but I can watch scenes from your past or from a past life, like a movie. So it's very, very complex. What I perceive is multi-layered, and I use all of it. And I also ask questions. You know, I communicate with the person and make sure that they own the healing and that what I'm saying relates to their life. I don't want to tell them what I see and tell them that's their truth. I have to make sure that what I'm picking on is theirs and not somebody else's, or that they're not being used also for information to get to me from somewhere else.
Can you, I'm not sure the right way to ask the question. I want to ask, can you heal someone who maybe isn't ready to accept the healing?
No, I can't. Maybe I could, but I've never tried, because I think it's disrespectful of both their human and their divine nature to override where they're at. Mm-hmm. They have to own where they're at. That's not for me to judge or decide or change without their permission or their asking.
Mm. And there's a connection. I know that I have felt physical changes as a result of my work with you. Do you see a connection between working with someone's energy and then physical changes in their body?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. You know, first we're a soul, and then the soul aggregates in photons, and the photons turn into cells and molecules and et cetera, until we have a body. And so what we think and the blueprint we bring, the blueprint of health that we either bring from divine or that we allow to dissipate, is going to affect how we feel physically. So if you allow your blueprint of health to dissipate and to dilute or to be corrupted, and we reconnect you to divine source and we download blueprints of health for you, for example, of course your body is going to get better.
Mm-hmm. And I've experienced that myself. So I'm here to tell you it works. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to book a session, find out more about what you do, find out about the Awaken the Healer Within class is amazing. How can they find you and get more information?
I have a website. I'm on Facebook, but I also have a website, which is attunementsforthesoul.com. You can also find me at sophielost.com or sophielosthealing.com. Just typing my name, Sophie Lost, SophieLhoste, something will come up on the internet, because I blog a lot and I was on Twitter a lot. You know, I'm kind of all over the place, so you'll find me. And then from the website, you can read my blog, you can email me, you can call me. I won't give my phone number on the air necessarily, unless you think it's a good idea.
No.
But it's on the website. You can find me. I'm quite approachable. I'm always happy to talk.
She is. She's approachable. She's very nice. Go check out attunementsforthesoul.com. Sophie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me, Karen. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
It was fun. I always have fun. Thank you so much. That is all the time that we have for today. While you're going to attunementsforthesoul.com, please go to fogcitypsychic.com. Click on everything. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, meet spiritual counselor Mark Vincent. He's got a powerful personal story about how losing his sight as a child opened his inner sight, and now he uses his gift to help people all over the world. So don't miss that one. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.